All three members of South Dakota's congressional delegation voted against the latest COVID relief bill. They say the $1.9 trillion legislation is too broad and expensive. Democrats passed the bill with no Republican support. The bill includes direct payments to many Americans, extended unemployment benefits, money for vaccine distribution and school reopenings, and other pandemic-related items. South Dakota state and local governments will get $1 billion. Republicans objected to funding for other Democratic priorities, like health care subsidies, the National Endowment for the Arts, and failing employer pension plans. Senator John Thune and his South Dakota colleagues voted for previous COVID relief bills during the Trump presidency. But Thune says some of that money remains unspent, and the country is past the worst of the health crisis.
I mean, I've talked to cities in South Dakota who couldn't figure out how to spend the money. So, I'm not saying that there wasn't a need to do something. I'm just saying there wasn't a need to do this. And this certainly could have been done in a bipartisan way, in a way that was much more fiscally responsible and targeted.
Thune's Senate colleague Mike Rounds also voted against the bill. So did Representative Dusty Johnson, who says the bill should have been more tightly focused on areas of need.
It seems to me that during the depths of a crisis, you know, a wartime investment to combat that challenge is only appropriate. Toward the end of the challenge, investing those kind of dollars in a series of unrelated governmental spending provisions, I would view very differently.
South Dakotans who are eligible based on income stand to receive thousands of dollars. That includes $1,400 for every person and dependent, plus a $3,000 tax credit for each child. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.